And again today we have with us Riley County Police Director Brad Schoen. And I have noticed our listeners can't see you, but you have quite a little beard going
on
there.
Yeah, I get comments on it all the time. One of the guys at work told me the other day he thought it looked like I was dying it. I gave him grief. He said, well, he assumed I was adding gray to it.
And hair for the holidays, I'm guessing.
Yep, and that's why we're doing it. The Fraternal Order of Police locally, and Brian Johnson as the president, kind of organized this event called Hair for the Holidays. He hit me up about it several years ago, and they use it as a fundraiser for the Cops and Kids program. In fact, I had a meeting this morning with the vice president of the FOP, and he told me they hope to sponsor 75 to 85 kids this year. They each basically have $100 they get to spend, which if you can do the math, and I'm not very good at it, means you need $7,500 or $8,500. I know it's difficult math, to be able to fund that. So one of the things Brian Johnson hit me up about several years ago was the possibility of permitting officers to grow beards, which are prohibited by policy, if they would make a donation of $100 to Hair for the Holidays, which then goes to the FOP to help buy presents for Christmas Christmas presents for kids. The people who work at the PD, the guys who are out in the field all the time, kind of pay attention over the course of the year and try to identify families that they think might need some assistance around the holidays. And so then come this time of year, all those names start going in and they start selecting people and notifying them and see if they want to participate. And at some point around Christmas time, you'll see whole lots of kids and whole lots of cops down at Walmart. I understood from the vice president this morning that they're kind of branching out a little bit, because it can take 25, 35 guys, apparently, to pull this off, because they try to have a police officer go shopping with each of these kids. So they've solicited, and I understand that KSU Police Department and Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office are going to have some officers come over and help out. It's generally a good time, and, there's lots of beards sprout around the police department. Some people are better at it than others. You got a picture of
The RCPD right. Twitter. And I only see 10 there, and I don't see you there. So I'm guessing there's others that weren't in the picture, perhaps.
Oh, sure. That's one of the shifts.
Okay.
So whoever took that picture just took one of the shifts. That's Rachel. I've got to believe she's got a fake thing going there. So she just wanted to get in the picture, I'm guessing. I haven't asked her about it. But, yeah, it's a good time. Everybody kind of likes it, and it gives your face a break from shaving all the time, and it comes up in conversation. People are, like I said earlier, people are always calling me Amish because of the way I grow mine,
mm-hmm.
and it gives me a chance to engage them in a conversation about what we're doing and why, and I think that probably helps the FOP a little bit when they go around town, because they'll get sponsors, because some of the officers might like to participate, but for example, maybe not have the money in their budget to be able to do so. And it's not just the officers. It's spread a little wider than that. Basically, anybody who works at the PD, we have some corrections staff. In fact, one of the corrections officers and I were just comparing beards the other day. And so there's a whole lot of people who participate. There's a lot of good that comes of it. And I think it's good for people to see that, the cops aren't just out there being the bad guys all the time. And I understand that technically, even when we're being, quote, the bad guys, we're the good guys. I get that. Trust me. But it's... I think good at times for people to see cops doing something other than writing tickets or making arrests or, dealing with scuffles in Aggieville, because these people are all real people just like you and I. They have families, they have kids, they have homes, they have good days, they have bad days. Cops, corrections officers, everybody we've got, they're just like everybody else. And like most people, I think they want to do good. They want to do right. Cops in particular and corrections officers in particular want to serve their community, and this is how they see themselves doing it. And so when you talk about Hair for the Holidays and what the Fraternal Order of Police has organized here, it's just kind of an extension of that. So I'm happy to participate, and I know we've got a lot of people who do. So if you're listening to this and you're inclined, the Fraternal Order of Police is taking donations from people as well, and I know Brian's been out stumping for some of those, and he's got a goodly amount, but every $100 they get helps them finance one more kid's Christmas. So if you're inclined, just call down to the police department at 537-2112 and ask for Brian Johnson. And if you can't remember his name, just ask for whoever's dealing with Hair for the Holidays. They'll steer you to the right person, and, you can mail it in. Brian, trust me, if you want to donate money, I'm pretty sure Brian will figure out a way to take it from you.
Well, and while it's fun to talk about these things, and it's a pleasant time of year that way, it can be a rough time of year. As you say, cops have good days, bad days. A lot of people have good days, bad days, and holidays sometimes can bring out the worst.
They can, and I I'm saddened by that, but I recognize the reality of it. And in that respect, you know, I suppose realistically, Robin Cole is probably the one to be talking about this, but she knows about it from a professional perspective in the care provider sense. We down at the cop shop know about it from a professional perspective from the responder side of things. And so it's not unusual for us to see. You know, I was talking earlier about I hope everybody has time to get with their families and appreciate them, that sort of stuff. But not everybody's fortunate enough to be able to have that in their lives. And for a variety of reasons, you know, maybe there's been a recent death. Maybe there have been mental health issues. Who knows what? But I understand also that depression can be an issue around the holidays. Mental health issues in general could be an issue around the holidays for some of those sorts of reasons. And so to the extent that that occurs, I think it's important for people to know that there's resources available to them, and I would encourage anybody to call Pawnee if they find themselves in that boat, because I know there are people up there who are caring and who would want to help out. But if you are aware of someone in that boat, I would encourage you to reach out to them and, you know, invite them over, give them something to do, help them out. You know, this is the same sort of reason I think that people like to work at the police department as corrections officers and police officers, because they like to serve the community. The same reason you see the event that occurred at K-State that we were talking about earlier. That's the sort of thinking that I'm proud to live in Manhattan, because I meet a lot of nice people, genuinely nice people. You can have, and they have wildly different political beliefs, you know, so it doesn't really seem to matter. But believe it or not, if you're really strong on one side or the other, there are nice people on the other side. It really doesn't matter. There are a lot of genuinely nice people in Manhattan who are willing to help. And so if your neighbor happens to be someone in that boat, or, you know, maybe an older individual whose spouse has passed away, look for somebody to try to figure out what you can do for them. I know my wife and I had a particular thing we did last year. And, you know, and after you do something like that, you feel good about it. And you're saying, wow, you know, maybe I should do some more of that stuff.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people, and we don't often realize it, but there's homeless people right here in Riley County.
There are.
People that don't have food.
Sure, there are. And there are a lot of places that run programs to help those people, the bread basket, you know, those sorts of places. And I'd encourage people, if you're looking for some charitable donations, some places to give, there's another great opportunity, especially around the holidays. You mentioned homeless people. We do have some homeless people around Manhattan. Now, I just came back from the International Association of Chiefs Conference in Philadelphia. There are homeless people everywhere there. It's not like that here in Manhattan. And I think in that respect, we're fortunate and blessed. But there are some. And so if you know or see one of them, and it may not be the case that they'd be comfortable or you would be comfortable coming over to your place, figure out a way to try to do something for somebody over the holidays this year. And I think you'll feel pretty darn good about yourself later.
Well, we enjoy you spending a few moments with us today during a very busy time of year. Anything else you're wanting to highlight and just as we kind of conclude things before the end of the year?
Well, I'm just chock full of philosophical musings, but people probably heard enough of those today. I would say this. Our main concern from a safety perspective is be careful. I know that's not always what people think about over the holidays, but wow. The impact of not thinking about it at least enough to make sure you don't find yourself in a bad situation is particularly significant around the holidays. So be careful and watch what you drink. Be careful when you decide to drive. And I think everybody will be a lot happier in the long run, because we'll cut down on those isolated incidents that really are disastrous around the holidays. So
again, we've had with us today Riley County Police Director Brad Schoen. You're listening to In Focus.